We're in Simin Tav Samach Vav. We're up to Sif Dalit, and that's what we will be doing. Naflu Mayim Al Kemach. What happens if you have a sack of flour and some water fell on it? Ol Nislach Lechasak, or if it's sitting in a sack of flour and the sack itself got moist, Yochas Biyodo Mokam Hamaluchlach Besach. What you have to do is with your hand, you feel around and then hold any part of the sack that feels damp. Ad sheyorik kol hakemach shebesak. You hold it there and then empty the flour from the sack. So anything that will have come in contact with the part of the sack that is wet is going to remain behind. Vim ef shalasos kein. What happens if it's just not physically possible to do that? For example, it was in several different places and it's just not practical to hold it in many different places simultaneously. Or the sack of flour was moved around before you realize that part of it is moist, so that the parts of it that came in contact with the moist part of the sack, the parts of the flour, are no longer sitting in one place. So the halach is yirakeid hakemach, you should sift the flour, and we'll say that any part of it that got a bit wet, while it's still wet, is going to cling, and it will not go through the sieve. Vahashar mutter, and the rest is going to be mutter. Says the Mechaber, V'davka kol zman shu maluchluch. That's so long as it's wet, so we say it's going to stick. Anything that's moist, the flour is going to stick. The flour is going to stick and will not go through the sieve. Avlim nisiyavish halach luchis. What happens if it dried already? Lo mahani rikud. So there, rikud, the sifting of it is not going to help you. De mifrach, because it gets brittle, and in the sifter itself, it's going to break up again. Umisaravim hashar, and it's going to end up mixing with everything else. But osur li ochlo bePesach, and you would not be allowed to eat it on Pesach itself. So the halacha, according to the Mechaber, is that if you cannot go and hold back the different parts of it, so what you should do is at least sift the whole thing, unless it already dried, because if it dried, then the halacha would be you would not be allowed to eat it on Pesach. Al yirakdenu v'yishmerenu ad achra Pesach. You can sift it and save it until after Pesach. Now, first of all, even in the first case where you could hold it, it is ideal, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from a Chemed Moshe, that you actually sift the whole thing anyway. But if you didn't, it's still going to be mutter. With regard to the case where it already got wet and now you go and sift the whole thing where the Mechaber is not mater it, so be'emes, there's a big kasha that the Achronim asked, the Prichadosh, and it's really based on an Arzaruah. And that is, we hold that kemach bekemach, flour mixing with flour, has a din of lach belach. It's as if two liquids mixed, because we're dealing with such tiny particles that they mix very, very well. The halachi is that lach belach, if you have two things that are wet that mix before Pesach, say two liquids, and there's chametz in there and non-chametz. If it happens before Pesach, there is bitl b'shishim. The halachi is that the iser shabo is bitl b'shishim. It is not osur b'mashahu. And therefore, in this case, where there's probably 60 times as much flour that is not chametz as there is chametz. We're talking about a little bit of moisture. We're not talking about an actual sack of flour that was that really got soaked. We're talking about that it got some moisture on it. So there's definitely shishim keneged it. The Mechaber, however, is machmir, because the Mechaber shita is that once it mixed with water, so what happens is that you get different particles of flour that stick together. And once they stick together, they're larger pieces. And when they mix, we would not call it lach balach anymore. We would call it yavish b'yavish. And the halacha is that yavish b'yavish, according to the Ramah, is chozer v'neir. It's a machlokas in the Mechaber. The Ramah holds it as chozer v'neir by Pesach, that when Pesach comes, we consider as if it happened on Pesach again. And the halacha is that even b'mashu, it is lo batal. So the Mechaber is being choshish that particles of flour that got wet will have a din of yavish, in which case they will not be batal. With regard to achila, he does not allow you to rely on sifting it. With regard to shehiyah, to bal yirah, he allows you just to hold on to it and use it only after Pesach. This is even if it happened before Pesach and you want to bake it before Pesach. Now, on this, the Prichadosh lemaisa is cholik. The Prichadosh says that even if it got moist, we consider it lach, lach balach, before Pesach. If it happened before Pesach, the halacha is it's batel, and you can even eat it. And Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura, in time of need, is somach on this. Also, he brings down a daya that what you should do is, if you bake it before Pesach and use part of it, you can be somach that whatever chametz was there was in the stuff that you actually used, because the din of Masha was a derabanan, the din of Chozer V'Neir would be a derabanan. So Bitzir of all of that, and the Prichadish who holds in his bottle in the first place, we would be able to use it on Pesach itself. Now, this is the Prichadish who is being cholik with the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber now, V'im nisyabish b'Pesach osur la'asholso. What happens if it was wet on Pesach, or it even got wet before Pesach, but the Mishnah Berurah explains you didn't get around to sifting it till Pesach itself. So there, what you want to do is pull out whatever parts became chametz, and whatever's left, you say, should become bittul. Well, on Pesach itself, the halacha is that chametz is b'mashu. There's absolutely no bittul whatsoever. Therefore, the Mechaber says you can't even hold on to it. Now, he doesn't tell you to get rid of it, to burn it. The Mechaber shita is that you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew who's in front of you, where you don't have to go searching for him, and just not charge for the extra flour, which you probably want, for the extra flour that became chametz. In other words, take a drop off the price, to cover for whatever chametz there that you shouldn't not be nana from it. Now, even though generally we don't rely on that, we do not rely on the Ramah. The Ramah holds that you have to burn everything. Lechura, the halacha would be that you have to be machmer on this also. However, there we learned that b'makom hefsid gadol, the achronim allow even Ashkenazim to rely on the Mechaber Shita. In a case like this, where it's a matter of losing an entire sack of Pesach flour, you can at least sell it to a non-Jew, chutz midmei iser shabo. But this is all if there's a non-Jew sitting there, so that you can take care of this very quickly. Otherwise, the Mechaber holds that you should not be holding on to this in the first place.